It's Monday, November 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 50 people were beheaded in northern Mozambique, Africa, on November 9th by militant Islamists, reports the BBC. The militants turned a football field in a village into an execution ground where they decapitated and chopped the bodies. The beheadings were the latest in a series of gruesome attacks that the militants have carried out in gas-rich Cabo Delgado province since 2017. Up to 2,000 people have been killed in Mozambique, and about 430,000 have been left homeless in the conflict in the mainly Muslim province. Amos 5, verse 24 says, "Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." Iran's supreme leader on Saturday demanded the definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist named Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who led Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program, as the Islamic Republic blamed Israel for a slaying that has raised fears of reignited tensions across the Middle East, reports the Associated Press. Israel, long suspected of killing Iranian scientists a decade ago amid earlier tensions over Tehran's nuclear program, has yet to comment on Fakhrizadeh's killing Friday. However, the attack bore the hallmarks of a carefully planned military-style ambush, the likes of which Israel has been accused of conducting before. The attack has renewed fears of Iran striking back against the U.S., Israel's closest ally in the region, as it did earlier this year when a U.S. drone strike killed a top Iranian general. The U.S. military acknowledged moving an aircraft carrier back into the region, while an Iranian lawmaker suggested throwing out U.N. nuclear inspectors in response to the killing. On Thanksgiving Day, President Trump had decided enough was enough, and he called out a Reuters reporter who dared to disrespect the commander-in-chief while in the Oval Office. Reuters White House correspondent Jeff Mason asked Trump whether he would think about conceding the election if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. Trump responded by saying, quote, "Well, if they do, they made a mistake because this election was a fraud," end quote.
I mean, they have Biden beating Obama on Obama's vote in areas that mattered in terms of the election in swing states. And yet he's losing to Obama all over the place. But he's beating Obama in swing states, which are the states that mattered for purposes of the election. So, no, I can't say that at all.
At that point, Mason started to talk over President Trump, and that's when the president put the obnoxious journalist in his place.
I think it's a possibility. They're trying to look between you people. Don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Christian radio talk show host Todd Starnes said, quote, "For the past 4 years, journalists have bullied, badgered, and disrespected not only the president, but also the president's staff. They've behaved like a bunch of petulant children, from Fox News Channel to MSDNC. Don't ever forget how the White House press corps disrespected our president. They truly behaved as if they are the enemy of the American people. It was shameful," end quote. Last Friday, President Donald Trump's legal team suffered a defeat in court as a federal appeals court in Philadelphia roundly rejected the campaign's latest effort to challenge the state's election results, reports the Associated Press. Writing for the three-judge panel, all appointed by Republican presidents, Third Circuit Judge Stefanos Bibas, a Trump appointee, said, quote, "Free, fair elections are the lifeblood of our democracy. Charges of unfairness are serious. But calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here," end quote. Trump's attorneys vowed to appeal to the Supreme Court, despite the judge's assessment that the, quote, "campaign's claims have no merit," end quote. Larry Klayman, a former Justice Department prosecutor and the founder of Judicial Watch, wrote, quote, "If President Donald Trump has bona fide hard evidence of mass voter fraud that cooked the presidential election results, he has the sole power at this fragile and crucial time in the nation's history to do something about it. To be blunt and to the point, the Donald, using his presidential powers and authority, could declare martial law or its equivalent, that is, freeze things until all facts are known and made public by laying out the evidence to we the people, end quote. Spending online on Black Friday this year surged nearly 22% to hit a new record, according to data from Adobe Analytics, as the COVID pandemic pushed more people to shop from the sofa and avoid crowded stores and malls, reports CNBC. Consumers spent $9 billion on the web the day after Thanksgiving, up 21.6% year over year, according to Adobe, which analyzes website transactions from 80 of the top 100 U.S. online retailers. This makes Black Friday 2020 the second largest online spending day in American history, behind Cyber Monday last year. Cyber Monday this year is slated to become the largest digital sales day ever, with spending reaching between $11 billion and $13 billion, which would represent growth of 15 to 35% from a year earlier. And finally, a Newark, New Jersey Christian woman was fired by Starbucks for refusing to wear a homosexual pride t-shirt, reports the New York Post. Betsy Fress, who started working as a Starbucks barista in December 2015, alleged in a suit filed last week that she was assured by managers that her Christian faith would not be an issue after Betsy noticed a box of Starbucks homosexual pride t-shirts on her manager's desk in June 2019. She said she would not wear one, which would be, quote, tantamount to forced speech, end quote, because she believes marriage is defined by the Bible as between, quote, one man and one woman only, end quote. Starbucks fired her shortly afterwards. Acts 5, verse 29 says, we must obey God rather than men. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.